Be'ezat Hashem, we continue our limud in Masechet Moed Katan. We are up to Daf Yud Daled. However, we're going to start with the last four lines on the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Bet, which is the beginning of the third perek of the Masechet. This limud is Leilui Nishmat Baruch ben Shelomo, Shelomo ben Reuven, Erez ben Miriam, Shaul ben Latifa, Sulika bat Chana, Esther bat Ladisya, and Simcha bat Ladisya, Alehem HaShalom. We're going to learn on Daf Yud Daled that Chachamim made a gezerah that we're not allowed to take a haircut or to shave during Chol HaMoed, and the reason being so that a person does not allow himself to go into Yom Tov not kept, not shaved, not with a haircut, because he relies on the fact, well, when I have time during Chol HaMoed, that's when I'll take care of myself. In order for a person not to come into Yom Tov menuval, looking unbecoming, not presentable, therefore Chachamim made a gzerah that we are not allowed to shave during Chol HaMoed, to take a haircut. This Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the third Perek, is going to give us a list of exceptions to this rule of people who, by force, were not able, they didn't have time to do so, to take a haircut before the Yom Tov, and therefore they are allowed to be megaleach to take a haircut on during Chol HaMoed. So let's begin. Ve'elu megalechim b'moed. The following people are allowed to shave and cut their hair in Chol HaMoed. Haba mimedinat hayam umibet hashivya. Someone who's coming from a country overseas, he was traveling. Or mibet hashivya, someone who was released from captivity. Vehayotze mibet hasurim, someone who came out of prison during Chol HaMoed. Vehamenude, and someone who was in nidui, he was ostracized, and therefore during nidui he was not allowed to cut his hair. Shehitiru lo chachamim, which means that the chachamim released him from his nidui, during Chol HaMoed, so he's allowed to also to shave and to cut his hair on Chol HaMoed. V'chen mi shenishal lechacham vehutar, and also someone who made a neder not to cut his hair, and then he was nishal lechacham. He made a she'elat chacham, which means he did hatarat nedarim vehutar, and he was released from his neder, and that happened to be during Chol HaMoed. So that's another person who's allowed. Ve'hanazir, a person whose 30 days of nezirut ended during Chol HaMoed, he wasn't allowed to take a haircut beforehand, he's allowed to do so now. Ve'hametzora mitum'ato letaharato. And the metzora, who needs to be metaher himself during Chol HaMoed, his days of tahara came during Chol HaMoed, and part of the ritual is that he has to shave his entire body, and in order for him to go out from the state of tum'ah, mitumato letahorato, to go out of the state of tum'ah into the state of tahara, so he's allowed to do so as well on Chol HaMoed. Ve'elu mechabesim b'moed, and the following are allowed to do laundry for their clothing on Chol HaMoed. Haba mimedinat hayam umibet hashivya, one who came from overseas, one who was released from captivity, vayotze mibet asurim, someone who came out of prison during Chol HaMoed, umnude sheitiru lo chachamim, and the one who was released from his nidui by chachamim, v'chen mi shenishal lechacham vehutar, and someone who had a neder, who made a neder not to launder his clothes, and he made a tarat nedarim, and now he was released from his vow, from his neder, and it was during Chol HaMoed, so he's allowed to do so as well. Mitpechot hayadaim, that's hand towels, umitpechot hasaparim, and the towels of the barbers, umitpechot hasefag, and the towels that are used to dry our bodies after a shower. These very frequently get dirty, and therefore they are also part of the exception to the rule, and they're allowed to be laundered during Chol HaMoed. Hazavin vehazavot vehanidot vehayoldot, the Zavim, the men who are Tameh B'Tum'at Zav, and the Zavot, women who experience the Tum'ah of Zava, the Hanidot, women who are menstruating, they have their Nida period, the Hayoldot, women who just gave birth, V'chol Ha'olim Mitum'ah LeTahora, and anyone who is leaving the state of Tum'ah into Tahora, Hare Elu Mutarim, they are also permitted to launder, to do laundry with their clothing in order to purify themselves. Ush'al Kol Adam Asurim, but all other people are forbidden to do laundry during Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara begins by asking, Ush'al Kol Adam Maita Ma Asurim. Why is it Be'emet? What's the reason that all other people are not allowed to do these things during Chol HaMoed, not to take a haircut and not to do laundry? So the Gemara answers, Keditnan, as we learned in a Mishnah in Masechet Ta'anit, Anshe Mishmar ve'anshe Ma'amad Asurim Lesaper ul'chabes, the people of the Mishmar, of the Mishmarot Kehuna, the watch, the weekly watch of the families of the Kohanim, who are serving in the Beit HaMikdash in that week, Anshe Ma'amad, and the members of the Ma'amad, who are not Kohanim, but they are there representing Israel to watch the Avodat Beit HaMikdash, Asurim Lesaper Ulchabes. For that entire week, they're not allowed to take a haircut or to launder their clothing. Ubachamishi Mutarim Mipene Kevod HaShabbat. But on Thursday of that week, they are permitted in honor of the coming Shabbat. Ve'ama Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said, in the name of Rabbi Elazar, my ta'ama, what's the reason that they are not allowed to take a haircut and to launder their clothing? Kedei shelo yikansu lemishmartan keshehen menuvalim. In order that the people, the Kohanim of the Mishmara, or the people of the Ma'amad, should not enter that week of their Mishmar, keshehen menuvalim, in a state of being unclean. If it was allowed for them to cut their hair or to launder their clothing during the week of their Mishmar, so they would leave it to the middle of that week and they would start their Avodah in the beginning of the week unkempt, not clean. And therefore, that's why it was Asur for them to do so during their week. Hachanami. So the Gemara says, over here also the same reason applies. By Chol HaMoed, kedei shelo yikansu laregel keshehen menuvalim, so that people will not enter the Chag unkempt, untidy, not clean. They should come in representable. And that's why there is the gzerah of not taking a haircut or kvisa or doing laundry during Chol HaMoed. Ba'e Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera asked the question, Avdalo aveda erev haregel. If a person lost an item on the erev chag, and he was busy searching for it, and he didn't have time to take a haircut or to launder his clothing, so do we say kevan de anis mutar? Should we say, since this was a circumstance that's beyond his control, that was the reason? It was an onus for which he did not take care of these matters before the Chag. So therefore, mutar. So maybe for him it would be allowed to do so during Chol HaMoed. O dilma kevan de lo mucha milta lo. Or maybe, since it's not clear and evident to other people that he didn't take a haircut or launder his clothes because of a onis, meaning it doesn't seem to other people, it will seem to other people, marita ayin, that there's no reason for him to do so during Chol HaMoed. People don't know about what happened to him. So maybe in that case, lo, it would not be mutar. So comes along Abaye, and he answers the question. Amar Abaye, yomru, people will say, kol ha-sirikin asurim, sirike baitos mutarim. What is this referring to? He answers the question by a principle that was said in a different halakha. Chachamim were oser, they prohibited to make decorated matzot for Pesach, which means matzot in which you make all kinds of decorations on the dough, and that's how you bake the dough and make matzot. This Chachamim made a gzera not to do so, because maybe during the time that you are making those decorations on the dough, the time will pass and the dough will become chametz. In order for it not to become Chashash of Chametz, they were osel to play around with the dough and make any kind of decorations. There was a person whose name was Baitus ben Zunin. Baitus ben Zunin has a special way of making those decorated matzot in a very quick way. He had certain imprints with all kinds of shapes that it will take him a very, very short time to do so. And he came to ask if he was allowed to, and the Chachamim were osel, they didn't allow him, even though he was able to do it quickly. And the reason is because they said, Yomru kol asrikin asurim. People are going to say, all the srikin, all the decorated matzot are asur. Srike baitus mutarim, and just the decorated matzot of baitus are mutar. People are not going to know the difference, not necessarily all of them. And therefore, because of marita ayin, we cannot allow for one person to do so. So we learn from here that the Chachamim do not permit exceptions when the reason for the heter is not clearly evident to everyone. And therefore, in this case as well, of Rabbi Zera's question, in the case of one who was busy looking for a lost item on Erev Chag, and that's why he didn't take a haircut, he's also not allowed, because people won't know about his onus, and they'll think, why is this person allowed to take a haircut and nobody else? So therefore, Abaye says it's asur. Rabbi Zera asked on what Abaye said, ulita'amich, according to your reasoning, Hada Amar Rabbi Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. What about the halacha that Rabbi Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? Kol mi she'en lo ela chaluk echad, anyone who has only one shirt, mutar lecha beso bechulo shel moed. He's allowed to launder it during Chol HaMoed. So Rabbi Zera says to Abaye, Hatam Nami, we should say the same thing there too. Yomru kol asrikin asurim srike baitus mutarim. Also, people don't know that he only has one shirt. So why did Rabbi Yochanan say that you're allowed to launder if you have one shirt? We should apply the same reasoning. The Gemara, however, answers this kushya of Rabbi Zera, ha itmar ala, but we already said about this halakha, we already explained, amar mar barav ashi, mar barav ashi said, ezoro mochia chalav, his belt is enough proof for him. Which means a person who has only one shirt, so while he's laundering his one shirt, he's going to have to wear his overcoat and put on his belt around his overcoat and to close it tight while he's doing his laundry. So people who see that will realize, oh, he doesn't have another shirt to wear at the time that he's doing his laundry. Look at the way he's wearing his coat and his belt around it. So they will see it's because he has only one shirt. So that's called Ezoro Mochia Chalav. And therefore, that's why over there it's allowed. Ravashi Matni. Ravashi had a different version of this limud that we just learned. The version that he had was as follows. Ba'e Rabbi Zera asked, Uman she'avdalo aveda erev haregel mahu. The question of Rabbi Zera was regarding not a regular person, it was regarding a uman of craftsmen who lost an item on Erev HaChag, and he was busy looking for it. So now, is he allowed to do, and because of that, he didn't have time to take a haircut or to launder his clothing, is he allowed to do so during Chol HaMoed? And here the question is like this, Kevan de uman hu mucha milta, should we say that since he is a uman, so it is evident why he didn't do his laundry or cut his hair before? Because many people came to his place of work, being that he is a uman, and they saw that he was busy looking for his lost item. So therefore it is mucha milta, so it should be mutar. Odilma kevandelo mucha milta ki hanach lo. Or maybe since it's not as clear as all the other cases in the Mishnah, yes, you do have some people coming into a store and they will see that he's looking for something. But it's not as evident, it's not as clear as all those other exceptions that are mentioned in our Mishnah where everybody knows the reason why this person couldn't take a haircut before. So being that it's not on the same level as those mentioned in the Mishnah, lo, he would still be not allowed to do it, to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed, teiku. The Gemara says this question should stand unresolved. The Mishnah said, "Mimedinat hayam," someone who comes from traveling overseas and he lands during Chol HaMoed, he's allowed to take a haircut. Says the Gemara, "Matnitin de lo ki Rabbi Yehuda." Our Mishnah is not going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya we learned in a Braita. Rabbi Yehuda omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Haba mimedinat hayam lo yegaleach." One who comes back from overseas on Chol HaMoed could not take a haircut during Chol HaMoed. according to Rabbi Yehuda, mipnei sheyatza shelo birshut, because the fact that he left his home, it was without permission. He traveled, he should have known he's probably going to come during Chol HaMoed and he won't have time to take care of himself beforehand. He should not have left. So that was reshut, that's without permission. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda is machmir. However, our Mishnah, that's mekel, is not going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rava explains, what does this mean, mipnei sheyatza shelo birshut? So he explains, Amar Rava, lashut divrei hakol asur. If a person left to travel just for the purpose of traveling and seeing the world for his own pleasure, that's why he wasn't able to take a haircut before on Erev HaChag, divrei hakol asur. Then everyone holds, everybody would agree that it would not be allowed for him to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed, even according to our Mishnah. Limzonot, if the reason why he traveled was for parnasa, because of financial difficulty, divrei hakol mutar, then even Rabbi Yehuda would also agree that he's allowed to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed. Lo nechlaku ela lehervecha. The machloket between the Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda is if the reason why he traveled was to earn more profit, not because of any financial difficulty, but not also just for leisure. It was for panasa, but to make more profit. Mar medamele kelashut. So Rabbi Yehuda considers that like going for leisure. And therefore, he doesn't have the excuse, he doesn't have the heter to shave during Chol HaMoed. Umar medamele kelimzonot. And our Mishnah holds that he is allowed because we compare it to the case of one who is going for mizonot, for sustenance, for panasa. Metive, the Gemara asks from the following Braita. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says, Rabbeinu HaKadosh says, Nir'in divrei Rabbi Yehuda kesheyatza shelo birshut. The words of Rabbi Yehuda seem more correct in the case where he left without permission. Ve'divrei Chachamim kesheyatza birshut. And Chachamim in our Mishnah who say that he's allowed, they seem more correct in a case where he left birshut, when he traveled birshut. That's the Braita, what Rabbi said in the Braita. Now, my shelo birshut, what is the meaning of shelo birshut? Ilei malashut, if you tell me it's for leisure, for just traveling, v'ha'amar divrei kol asur. Rava, you told me that everybody holds is asur. So what do you mean, nir'im divrei Rabbi Yehuda or divrei chachamim? So that can't be the meaning of shelo birshut. Ve'la limzonot. So what does it mean, shelo birshut? He went limzonot. Ve'ha'amar divrei kol mutar. But you said that according to everyone from mizonot, it's mutar. There's no machloket. Ela pshita lehervecha. So must be, we're talking about a case where he went to earn more profit. Because that's where we have the machloket between Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Ema seifa. So one second. Read the continuation of the statement. Nir'in divrei chachamim kesheyatza birshut. The words of Chachamim seem correct, that you're allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed when he left birshut. So now, my birshut, what's the case of birshut? Ilei ma limzonot, if you tell me it means limzonot ha'amar divrei kol mutar, we said there's no machloket in that, everybody holds it's mutar. Ve'ela lehervecha, so you have to explain that what it means birshut is for profit. Ve'ha'amar nir'in divrei Rabbi Yehuda beha. But didn't you just explain in the first part of the sentence of Rabbi that nir'in divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that in such a case, kesheyatza shelo birshut means lehervecha, and you said that Rabbi Yehuda's words is more correct, that he's not allowed to take a haircut in such a case. So now we have a stira in the statement of Rabbi. Both parts are talking about hervecha. On one hand, he says, Nir'im divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and on one hand, he tells me, divrei chachamim, Nir'im divrei chachamim. So we have a stira. So the Gemara explains, no, wait a second. Hachi ka'amar. This is what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Nir'in divrei Rabbi Yehuda lerabanan kesheyatza shelo birshut. The words of Rabbi Yehuda, who's machmir, seem reasonable to rabanan in the case where a person went shelo birshut. Umay nihu, and what is that? Shelo birshut, lashut. In the case where he went for leisure. Shafiru chachamim lo nechlaku alav ela lehervecha. Because even chachamim did not argue with Rabbi Yehuda only in the case where he went for profit. Aval lashut, when he went for leisure, module, they agree with him. ונראים דברי רבנן לרבי יהודה. The second part of the words of Rabbi is that the words of Rabbanan, meaning the heter of Rabbanan, seem agreeable to Rabbi Yehuda kesheyatza birshut, when he went with reshut. Umayniu, and what case is that? Limzonot, when he went for panasa, when he had difficulty finding panasa. Shafilu Rabbi Yehuda lo nechlak alehem ela leirvecha, because Rabbi Yehuda only argued in the case where he went for profit. Aval limzonot modelehu, for the purpose of panasa, in a case of difficulty, he is modet to chachamim, that it's mutar. That's the meaning of the statement of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, katan hanolad b'moed. Let's say a baby was born on the chag, on the Yom Tov, mutar legaleach, or on Chol HaMoed, mutar legaleach b'moed. Let's say the baby was born with hair, long hair, that's bothering the baby. You're allowed to cut his hair during Chol HaMoed. She'en lecha b'ta asurim gadol mizeh. You don't have a greater example of coming out of prison than this. I mean, the baby was born, he came out of the prison of the womb of his mother, and that's the reason why he didn't give him a haircut before the chag. He was born on the chag. So that's why he's allowed to have his hair cut during Chol HaMoed. So that's the statement of Shmuel. Now the Gemara is medayek in the statement of Shmuel, b'moed in. If the baby was born on the chag, then you're allowed to give him a haircut during Chol HaMoed. Meikara lo. Mashma, if let's say the baby was born on Erev Chag, before the chag, and for whatever reason you didn't cut his hair, then he would not be permitted to cut his hair during Chol HaMoed. That's what it's mashma from Shmuel. Shmuel said, dafka b'moed. Mativ Rav Pinchas. So Rav Pinchas asks a question on this from a Braita. It says in the Braita, kol elu she'amru mutar legaleach b'moed, all these people that Chachamim allowed in our Mishnah to cut their hair during Chol HaMoed, mutar legaleach b'me'evlo. The same thing would apply during the days of Shiva, of mourning. Also, in these cases, it would be allowed to take a haircut during the Avelut. Ha, asur legaleach b'moed, asur legaleach b'me'evlo. So we make a diyuk from this, that one who is not allowed to shave or to cut his hair on Chol HaMoed would also be not allowed during the Shiva, during the days of mourning. So now, ve'i amart katan it bei plukta. So if it's true what you just told me, that regarding a katan, there is a difference between if he was born on the Moed, then he's allowed to take a haircut Chol HaMoed. If he was born before the Chag, then he's not allowed to take a haircut during the Chol HaMoed. Oh, so that means that there is a case where the katan is not allowed to get a haircut. Nimtzet avelut noheged bekatan. So then that means it comes out that there is halachot of avelut that are practiced even with a katan. Because you just told me a statement that mutar legaleach, all those that are mutar legaleach b'moed, mutar legaleach b'me'evlo. Mashma, those who are asur legaleach b'moed are asur legaleach b'me'evlo. So that sounds like by a katan also. He has a case where it's asur legaleach b'moed, right? So it would be asur legaleach during his avelut. But is that so? Vehatanya, but did we not learn in a braita? Mekar'in lakatan mipnei ogmat nefesh. The braita says, mekar'in lakatan, that we do kri'a to the katan, to one who is younger than bar mitzvah. We tear his clothing when a relative of his has passed away. Only mipenei ogmat nefesh, only to bring out sadness and feelings of grief among those who see it. It's just for the purpose of bringing out ogmat nefesh, who will see this, that we are korea for the katan. But mashma, that it's not because of avelut. There is no din avelut by a katan. It's only, not because he's avel, do we do korea for him, but just so that to cause people to cry when they see that. So we see that there's no avelut by a katan. But if you tell me that katan has a chiluk in dinei Chol HaMoed, it would follow that there is a din of avelut by a katan. Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi answers, mi ketani ha asurim? Remember, in the statement of Rav Pinchas that he said before, did he openly say asurim? He only said about mutarim. He said, kol ele shemutarim legaleach b'moed, ar mutarim legaleach be'avelut. you made a diyuk. You said from there, ah, but if there those who are asur legaleach be'avelut. That's your diyuk. That's only a diyuk. Miketani ha'asurim. Does it say openly asurim? No. So therefore, it's very possible to say dilma yesh mehem asur v'yesh mehem mutar. There are those among the list that will be not allowed, and there are those among them who would be allowed, and therefore, and that is by the katan. Meaning, the katan who does not have dine avelut, so by him, although during Chol HaMoed, yes, there is a difference in if he was born before or after, but when it comes to avelut, you don't compare. It's different. He doesn't have the dinim of avelut. Now, the Gemara once again tells us that there were different versions in this limud that we just learned. Ameimar veitemar Rav Shesha bered Ravidi matne hachi. Ameimar, and some say it was Rav Shesha, the son of Ravidi, that learnt the limud the following. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Katan mutar legalecho bamoed, loshna nolad bamoed veloshna nolad miikara. According to Ameimar, and some say Rav Shesha bered Ravidi, the version of the halacha of Shmuel was in fact that a katan is allowed to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed without any difference whether he was born before the chag or he was born after. So there are two different versions of what Shmuel said. And then, based on this statement, Amar Rav Pinchas says, Afanana mitanina, we could actually bring support to this statement from a Braita. What does it say in the Braita? Kol elu shamru mutar legaleach b'moed, mutar legaleach b'me'evlo. The Braita says, all those on the list of our Mishnah who are allowed to take haircuts during Chol HaMoed are allowed to take haircuts during their avelut. So we make a diyuk from this. Ha asurim legaleach b'moed, asurim legaleach b'me'evlo. We say a diyuk. We say, ah, so those who are asurim, who are not allowed to be megaleach, to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed, are also not allowed to take a haircut during avelut. So now, I amart katan asur, nimtzet avelut noheged bekatan. If you would have said that the katan is not allowed, if he's born after the chag, I'm sorry, if he would be born before the chag, he would not be allowed during Chol HaMoed, then it would come out that there is a din of avelut by the katan. And that would be a problem. V'tanya mekari'im lakatan mipnei ugmat nefesh. We have a braita that says that the only reason why we do kri'a for the katan is only because of ugmat nefesh, not because of avelut. So we see there is no din of avelut by the katan. Oh, so therefore you see from here a proof that no, being that there's no avelut to the katan, must be that regarding Chol HaMoed also, there's no difference for him between if he was born before the chag or after. So there is support to Shmuel from the Braita of Avelut. But once again, Amar Ravashi says you cannot bring support to the din of the katan by Chol HaMoed from Avelut. Mi katani ha'asurim. After all, does it say in the Braita, does it say the words asurim, the braita that Rav Pinchas brought? It only talks about the heter. We only made the diyuk to say asurim. Dilma yesh mehem asur v'yesh mehem mutar. It's very possible to say that there are some among them that are asur and some among them that are mutar. Therefore, there's no clear support from the braita for the statement of Shmuel. Now the Gemara tells us a halacha regarding avelut. Avel eno noheg aveluto baregel. A mourner does not practice shiva, the halachot of avelut, during the regel, during the chag. Shene'emar v'samachta v'chagecha. Because it says in the Torah, we have a mitzvat aseh on all of Am Yisrael to be happy, to rejoice during the chag. And so therefore the Gemara explains, I avelut de me'ikarahu, if we're talking about a case where the morning, the avelut, began me'ikara, from before the chag, which means the person who died before. So therefore, once the chag comes, the avelut stops. Ate aseh de rabim v'dache aseh de yachid. Comes along the mitzvat aseh of the rabim, the positive commandment of simchat hachag, which is on all of Am Yisrael, comes and is doche. It overrides the aseh de yachid, the positive mitzvah of the mitzvat aseh of avelut, which is on an individual. It's not on all of Am Yisrael, it's only on this person. So the Simchat HaChag is Aseh Derabim. It is more powerful and it overrides the Avelut, which is Aseh DeYachid. Ve'i Avelut DeHashtahu, and in a case where the mourning began only now, during the Chag, let's say the person passed away during the Chag, also there's no Avelut during the Chag. Why? Lo Ate Aseh DeYachid Ve'dache Aseh DeRabim. The Aseh DeYachid, the Mitzvah Aseh of Avelut, which is only on Yachid, cannot come. It doesn't have the power to override the Aseh DeRabim, the Mitzvah Aseh of Esamachta V'Chagecha, which is on all of Am Yisrael. So therefore, there's no Avelut during the Chag, whether the Avelut started before or started during the Chag. Menudeh, someone who is in Nidui, who was ostracized. Mahu sheinhog niduyo baregel? Does he have to observe all the practices of the nidui during the regel, or does the mitzvah v'samachta v'chagecha override nidui as well? Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Tashema, come in here. An answer from what we learned: Danin dine nefashot v'dine makot v'dine mamonot. We have a braita that says that during Chol HaMoed, the bedin, the Dayanim are allowed to judge cases of Dine Nefashot, capital law, Dine Makot, cases of Malkut, of lashes, Vedine Mamonot, and cases of monetary law. During Chol HaMoed, the Dayanim are allowed to judge these cases. And the Braita says, Ve'ilat Sayit Ledina, and if the person, one of the litigants, does not listen and does not follow the Psak Din, the judgment of the Dayanim, Mesham Tinan Le. One of the ways of enforcing the law is by mishamtinanle, by ostracizing him, by putting him in nidui. So that's what it says in the Braita. So we're allowed to put someone in nidui during Chol HaMoed. So ve'isal kadatach eno noheg niduyo baregel. If you would think that the menudeh does not observe his practices of nidui during the regel, meshumat ve'ate meikara. If even someone who was already meshumat, was already in nidui from before the chag comes and overrides it, hashta mishamtinan le'anan. Now, during the chag, to begin with, we put him in nidui. How does it make sense that you're allowed to put someone in nidui to begin with during the chag, when the chag has the power to override someone who was already in nidui? So, it doesn't make sense. Amar le Abaye, Abaye says, Vedilma le ayune bedine. Maybe really by the menude he does not have to continue with his observance of the nidui during the chag, during the Chol HaMoed even. Why does it say in the Braita that we're allowed to put someone in nidui during the moed? That doesn't mean that we deliberately put him in nidui. Vedilma le ayune bedine. It only means that the Dayanim discuss and deliberate in his din, in his judgment during the Chag, but not that they actually come to a verdict of putting him in the Nidui during the Chag. De'ilote mahachi, because if you don't explain like that, dine nefashot diktani. One of the lists that's mentioned that you're allowed to do during Chol HaMoed is dine nefashot. You're allowed to judge capital law. Hachanami dekatninan le? Are you going to tell me that we kill him, we put him to death during the Chag as well? We're not, that's for sure not. V'hakamimani misimchat yom tov. But that is monea, the judges, if they are allowed to do so, that will take the dayanim away from simchat yom tov. Detanya, because we learned in a braita, Rabbi Akiva omer, menayin lesanhedrin, she'argu et hanefesh, she'en to'amim kol oto hayom. How do we know that the Sanhedrin, the Bedin, that put someone to death, that day they have to fast. They cannot eat anything. Talmud lomar lo tochelu al adam. We learned that from the Pasuk. Lo tochelu al adam. You should not eat on the blood. One of the meanings of this Pasuk is that it's not appropriate to eat the same day that you caused someone to die. So, therefore, it cannot mean that by dine nefashot, that you actually carry out the verdict and kill the person on the chag, because that would mean that the dayanim would have to fast. Ela, what does it mean, dine nefashot? Le'ayune bedine. It means to deliberate in his judgment. It means to discuss and to look into his din. That's what's allowed. Hachanami le'ayune bedine. So over here also, regarding nidui, it doesn't mean to put him in nidui. It means le'ayen, to be me'ayen, in his din, to deliberate in his judgment. Amar le, but Rav Yosef said to him, Im ken imtzeta me'ane edino. If, according to your pirush, if you're telling me that only the deliberations are done during the chag, but no psak comes out, nimtzeta me'ane edino, you are torturing his din. And that's not allowed. To delay a verdict is called inui hadin. That's perversion of justice. That is inui. That's afflicting the person who is waiting for his din. You're not allowed to delay. So how could that be that you're telling me that during the chag, they're just deliberating, but no psak until after the chag? That doesn't make sense. Rather, it means like this. Really, it's possible for the verdict itself to be carried out during the mo'ed. Yes, whether it's by the dinei nefashot or by the nidui. So what do you mean? What about the simchat ha'chag that we said, that they might have to fast? No, it's like this. Atu mitzafra ume'ayni bedine. The dayanim come in the morning, and they deliberate in his case. Okay? Then ve'aili, then they go back into their homes, ve'achli ve'shatu kule yoma, and they eat and drink all day as much as they can, as much as they want, in order to be mekayem simchat ha'chag. Ve'hadar atu b'shkiyat ha'chama, and then they come back close to shkia, ve'gamre ledine, and they complete the judgment, and they give the psak, ve'katlule. And if necessary, if they come to a psak of chayav mitah, then they kill him. So that's how they won't have to lose out on simchat ha'chag, and there is no isur in that case. And as far as nidui, that will also apply as well. And therefore, in regards to nidui that we said before, so number one, we see that they're allowed to put the person into nidui during the moed. And that follows as well that the halachot of nidui do continue to be observed by the menudeh during the moed as well, if he was menudeh beforehand. However, Amar Abaye says we can bring a proof from a different place, from a braita. Tashema, come in here, braita. Umnudeh sheitiru lo chachamim. And the person who is menudeh, who chachamim permitted for him to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. They released him, sheitiru lo chachamim, they released him from his nidui, so he's allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. So Abaye understood from this statement that chachamim were matir to all the menudim, that they don't have to be noheg, they don't have to observe their practices of nidui, because on the regel, there is no dine nidui. So in other words, Abaye is proving from these words that we saw in the Mishnah, umnudeh sheitiru lo chachamim, that in general, he saw it as a general statement, that the menudeh, chachamim release him during the moed. Amar Rava, Rava argues with this. Rava says, mi katani sheitiruhu chachamim? Does it say in the Mishnah sheitiruhu chachamim, which would mean that they allowed it, they released the nidui during the moed, sheitiru lo chachamim ketani. It's a more personable thing. It's an individual statement, sheitiru lo chachamim, which means a person who's menudeh, that his case was released from nidui during the chag. De azalu paisele ba'adine, which means he went and he appeased his opposing baldin, his opposing litigant, ve'atakamed rabbanan b'shaule, and so he came to the chachamim and they released him from his nidui, which means he asked mechila from the one who he wronged, and that's why they released him from the nidui. This is not a statement that all menudim are mutarim on the moed. It means particularly this case, a specific case of a person who went and asked mechila, so they were matir his nidui during the chag. So therefore there's no proof from our Mishnah, and it could very well be that someone who's menudeh before the chag has to continue with his practices of nidui during Chol HaMoed as well. Now, metzora, mahu sheyanhig tzara'ato baregel. What about the case of a metzora? We know a metzora, for example, has to be outside of the machane. He cannot come into the place of the community. He has to stay alone, right? And he's not allowed to take a haircut either. So now, let's say the time of the regel has come. Does he continue to observe the practices of a metzora? Or do we say the Simchat HaChag overrides the Halachot of Metzorah as well? Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Tashema, come in here, from our Mishnah. It says, Ve'hanazir ve'hametzorah mitum'ato letaharato. Which ones are allowed to take a haircut during the Chag? The Nazir, who ended his days of Nazirut during the Chag, ve'hametzorah mitum'ato letaharato, and the Metzorah, who is going out of his state of Tum'ah to Tahara. Ha bime tum'ato nahik. Mashma, that during the days of his Tum'ah, he still has to observe all the halachot of the Metzorah. Only when he is already going out from his Tum'ah to Tahara, when he's in the procedure, in the process of being mitaher, then that is when we say that that the Chol HaMoed overrides. He's allowed to take a haircut then on Chol HaMoed. But a person who's still in the middle of his week of Tum'ah, of Tzara'at, then Nahig, then it is Nohig. However, the Gemara rejects this proof. The Gemara says, Lo mibaya ka'amar. Maybe the Mishnah is said in a way of Lo mibaya. That it's saying, I don't have to tell you. I'm telling you the bigger chidush. Meaning, Lo mibaya bimetum ato delanahig. I don't have to tell you that if he's in the middle of the days of his tum'ah, that his observance of the tzara'at does not have to be kept. He does not observe the practices of the mitzorah, if he's in the middle of tum'ah. This I don't have to tell you, that's pashut, because of simchat achag. Aval taharato, but the case of when he's going from tum'ah to tahara, when he's becoming tahor, I would have thought, you know what, nikzo, we should make a gezerah that he should not be able to take a haircut during the chag. Why? Shema yashhe korbenotav. Maybe if you will allow him to take a haircut, then he will delay bringing his korbanot until the end of the chag, which means until Yom Tov Ha'acharon, until the last Yom Tov of the chag. And then you're not allowed to bring korbanot yachid on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to bring these korbanot. So therefore, in order to make sure that he does not delay with his korbanot, we would make a takana that he should not be megaler, that he should not take a haircut during Chol HaMoed, kamashmalan. That's why the Mishnah picked that case, which is a bigger chidush, to tell us that even in that case, where he's ole mitum'ato letaharato, in that case as well, he's allowed to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed. So therefore, we don't have proof. So we're still with the question, what about the Metzorah? Does he continue his observance of the Tzara during the Chag or not? Amar Rava, Rava says, Tashema. Come in here from the following. The Pasuk says, Ve'hatzarua, lerabot Kohen Gadol. The word Ve'hatzarua comes to show us that even a Kohen Gadol who gets Tzara'at, he has to keep all the halachot of a Metzorah. All the halachot of Tzara'at apply to a Kohen Gadol as well. So now, Veha Kohen Gadol dechol hashana keregel kule alma dami. By a Kohen Gadol, all year long, his status is like days of regel for regular people. He lives a whole year with the same halachot that people have during the regel. Ditnan, as we learned in a Mishnah in Masechet Horayot, Kohen Gadol makriv onen ve'eno ochel. When a Kohen Gadol, when he is in a state of onen, when he just lost a relative, even before the burial, it's called the onen, normally people are not allowed to bring korbanot from aninut, in a state of onen. Only during the regel, people are allowed to send their korban, even though they are onen, but not during the year. Kohen Gadol, however, all year long, even when he is a onen, he's allowed to be makriv, he's allowed to bring a korban, just ve'eno ochel, he's not allowed to eat from it. Oh, so what do we see? That a Kohen Gadol always has a status of regel. And we just learned from the pasuk, ve'hatzarua, the rabot Kohen Gadol, that the Kohen Gadol has to keep all the halachot of tzara'at if he becomes a metzorah. Even though we just said that his status all year long is like of a regel. Shma mina nohek tzara'at of a regel, shma mina. From here we learn that the halachot of tzara'at are kept, are observed, even during the regel. Shma mina, that is conclusive. And one more halacha here. The Gemara says, Avel asur betisporet. A mourner is not allowed to take a haircut. What is the makor? What is the source for this halacha? Midika amar lehu rachamana livne aharon. This comes from a pasuk in Parashat Shmini. Kadosh Baruch Hu told the sons of Aharon HaKohen who were avelim, they were in a state of mourning for their brothers Nadav v'Avihu. So it says there, Rashechem al tifra'u. Let not the hair of your heads go wild. In other words, he was telling them that they should cut their hair. They should not leave their hair to grow. Michlal de kule alma asu. So we infer from this, if Hashem had to tell them that they are allowed to take a haircut, mashma, that everyone else who are not Kohanim are not allowed to take a haircut during the time of Avelut. So the makor for the din of Avel, Asu betisporet, is by a diyuk from what the Torah said to the Kohanim, Rashechem al tifrau, mashma, everyone else during Avelut, they are not allowed to cut their hair. We should always hear only besorot tovot, yeshuot v'nechamot. Amen.